having patience and tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have a returning guest, the recording artist, Wade Chandler Long, here on my platform today. Hello, Wade. Are you with me?
I am right here. What's happening, Lady Diva? How you doing today?
All right. Things can be better, but I think we're going to be all right. Hopefully everyone will be able to catch up to the new link. Sorry about the inconvenience. A few little technical difficulties we didn't had earlier, but I got back on air within minutes. So where are you calling from, Wayne?
I am calling from sunny Los Angeles, California.
All right, and thank you for that information. So what you been doing since the last time you were on my platform? You've been pretty busy.
Yeah, I've been making myself tired. since I was last on, let's see, I did a lot of songwriting the rest of the year after appearing on your show, and then I actually had a really cool opportunity. My cousin Joe Little of a group called the Rude Boys, that they had a lot of success back in the 90s.
Yeah.
He actually released a single that I had the pleasure of being able to co-write and co-produce with him, which was a dream of mine. And that went over very well. Wrote some other things for him that he'll be releasing later. And wrote some things for a few more artists. And ultimately, I kind of started putting together some tracks for what has become the album Nostalgia for myself. So, yeah, I've been a busy guy.
Yes, you have. And let's talk more about it. Nostalgia is the name of the album. And what song are you pushing the most on that album Where I Can Spin right now?
The one that is the current single is a song called Way Back When.
All right. Is there a brief story about this track here you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, Way Back When was one of those tracks that I had bouncing around, really trying to pitch it to some other artists. For whatever reason, it didn't fit in to whatever they were doing with their projects. And I kind of listened to it one day and I was like, maybe this one is for me. And so I started messing around with some keyboard stuff, and it kind of took me back to a time when we had Earth, Wind, and Fire, and we had Emotions, some of those groups that integrated live instrumentation into their music. And I just said, this song takes me way back when. And I said, well, why don't we just call it Way Back When?
All right, here is Way Back When. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Congratulations that your album was chosen for the Smooth Jazz Chart or Smooth Jazz Network.
SmoothJazz.com is it actually debuted this past week on the top 100 independent albums, so that's a real, real big win. And then also, go ahead.
No, I'm just laughing. I'm just so happy for you, Wade.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love. Appreciate it.
Yes, yes. So tell our curious listeners about yourself, about how your music journey began, what sparked your talent, who was your inspiration, a little bit briefly.
Oh, sure. So if you listen to my mom, she said she knew that I was musically talented when I was about the age of 3, walking around the house singing. So she knew something was cooking in. About when I was about 5, I started playing the piano. And when I was probably about 6 or 7, I wrote my first song, which was actually a rap, ironically, since I don't rap now, but it was actually a rap at that time. And I always sang in choir, had a chance to do some music direction, music ministry stuff along the way. A lot of producing for some other groups. I always tell people my influences range everywhere from AC/DC to Andre Crouch. And I just really grew up in a diverse family and in diverse neighborhoods and environments like that. And so I think when you listen to my music, you're always going to hear probably elements of different types of music. And yeah. I mean, that's pretty much where I am.
All right. And thank you for that information.
Surely.
I would love to play one of my favorite tracks off this album. And that one is called She. Is there a brief story you want to let us in on about? Or you don't have to. I love it.
I'm glad you do. So She is one of those songs that actually did come from a personal situation where it was just somebody that I felt just pretty much like the lyrics are in the song, a wonderful woman that I knew. Things didn't work out. Well, we ultimately chose to go in different directions, but that was something that during the time I was getting to know her, I came up with, and I was just really happy that she was able to inspire that. And I'm glad that you like, and actually a nice amount of other people really, really like She. So I'm really proud of that.
All right. This is She, everyone. Stay tuned in. Be right back.
Something about the way she smiles, that make me go 1,000 miles and think about her all the while. There is something about her. Oh, oh, oh. Something deep within her touch that makes my pain not hurt as much. It fills my heart with joy so much. There is something
back that old school R&B feeling and being in love with someone or something. Yes, I love it.
That's
my jam right there on the album.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, go ahead and tell our friends and listeners out there where they can purchase your album on any music outlets online. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, so you can get the album on Apple Music, you can get it on Google, you can get it pretty much all the main outlets. You can find it, stream it on Spotify, YouTube Music. It's really pretty much out there. It's on Pandora. So any of those outlets, it's on Deezer. It is, pretty much on all the major outlets you can find the album on. So all the support is appreciated.
Yes, and thank you for that information. Go ahead and mention your website, if you have one, and your social media info for our curious listeners out there to catch up with you.
Oh, sure. So the website is www.wadecelongmusic, which is WadeCelongMusic.com. So that's the website. Twitter, Instagram, you can follow me at Wade C. Long, at WadeCelong. Facebook is www.facebook.com/Wade.C.Long. So again, that's WadeC.Long.
All right. And thank you for that information as well. So, would you like to mention any future scheduled events? If you're going to be doing any online, because we're still going through this pandemic. So, will you be doing online performances, like playing the piano or playing any of our favorites? I sure would love to see you play She Live.
Well, I'm working on some things like that. Nothing is in stone just yet. I want to work on getting a background and an atmosphere that will meet the fans' expectations. So that is really the hold up right now. I'm definitely working on some stuff, and I'll be sure to pass the info along when that does happen.
All right, and thank you for that information as well. So I would like to spin another track since I found you. Can you tell me a brief story behind that one?
Yeah, so Since I Found You was one of those other tracks that I had kind of in shopping mode, and then I listened to it one day, and I decided to write some lyrics to it, and it really just sounded better than any of the other things that I was considering it for. And I just, in my mind, there was a story of a man and a woman who were deciding maybe to take that next level in their relationship. And the guy was, he's expressing how grateful he is to have found her, and also expressing the realities of relationships and the things that can happen, even saying, you know, we're going to put everything into this going forward. But, you know, even if for some reason it doesn't work out, because things like that happen, unfortunately, I'm still going to be grateful for this time that we've had.
Oh, okay. I love that. So here is Since I Found You. Stay in your seat, and we'll be right back. That song will make you sit down in a chair by yourself and make you think. Yeah,
to
me.
Thinking is a good thing.
Yeah. Yes. So, Wade, I'd like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire which you want all your fans, like me, to get out of this new album?
I just want everybody to remember their nostalgia, like remember whatever time that you can identify in your life that was kind of that heyday when everything seemed blissful or at least close to blissful as possible, especially in type of times that we're going through now with this deadly virus, with all the racial turbulence, with all kinds of different social issues going on. Times seem a bit complicated, and I really think the purpose of nostalgia is for people to be able to remember how things once were and believe that they can be just that enjoyable again.
Yes, yes, and thank you for that. Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're more than welcome right now to give a shout-out to all the persons that have supported you on your music career. Go right ahead, Wade.
Oh, yeah, well, I want to thank numerous radio stations that have been instrumental in spinning my music and just getting everything out and different press. I want to thank all of them. I don't want to start naming by names because I know I will forget someone right now. I want to thank all the amazing fans who have purchased my music from this album and before and who stream it and who just take time out of their busy days and their busy, complicated lives to listen to me. I want to thank my mother, Mary Ann, who is my number one cheerleader. I want to thank mom. She's amazing. Thank my three older brothers, Terry, Jason, Norm, who Norm Slice was written for. Special shout out to my brother, Jason, who was actually battling the COVID-19 virus in a hospital bed in Cleveland right now. So love and prayers out to Jason. And I also want to mention a man who was like a really great friend and a really great music partner, a man by the name of Hans Anderson, who is just he's a musical genius and he is just a musical go-to. He just kind of fills in the blanks that I have musically, and he really does a lot of things that can't really be put in the titles that is helping to make my music what it is becoming.
Oh.
And I want to thank Lady Diva.
Oh.
you're one of the people that gave my music a shot to start with, and it's just really a blessing to be back here again. So I really, really want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I want to thank you for taking your time out to be able to have patience with me and coming back on the show. Let's give everybody an applause. How about that? So they can keep going.
That's right.
So,
yes.
Just coming to the end of our showcase, I would like to play last but not least, Bull Jiving, which is everybody's favorite track. And any words of encouragement you want to give, Wade, in these dark times we're dealing with, any advice to the up-and-coming artists, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I think I will cover all of that by saying keep the faith. Keep the faith in God. Keep the faith in your gifts. I remember the old people when I was like really little, they used to have a saying, it's probably older than that, that they would say, trouble don't last always. So just remember that while we're going through these crazy times and while you are any artists that are trying to do what we try to do, struggling to get our craft out there, and just keep the faith.
Yes. And thank you for that. Amen. Well, I'm going to play Bull Jiving. Wade, I want to thank you for coming on my platform. You are always welcome to come back with any new music projects. And I was surprised for everyone that will stay even after the Bull Jiving track has faded out. I will be playing another track from an upcoming female songstress. That is Trina Broussard. And her main single out is Dance Again. I'll play that. And this is Lady Diva signing out. Wade, you keep doing what you're doing. I love your music. I love you. I love your vibes. So you keep doing
what
you're doing.
Love you back. Appreciate you. All right. I'm going to do that.
Yes, please. I'm going to keep bugging you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Whenever you want.
And I'll keep promoting you. And this is Lady Diva. Stay tuned, everyone. This is Bull Jiving by Wade Chandler Long. And everyone, good night. Good night, Wade.
Good night.
That was Bull Jiving by Wade Chandler Long. I am about to spin this one single called Dance Again by Trina Broussard, and she will be my guest on my show coming up later this month. Thank you all for your support and your donations. Thank you for supporting Lady Diva Live Radio. This is Lady Diva signing out. Good night, everyone.
hurt too much the first time for us to just be friends. We had a plan. You let it end, and I made a promise.